Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The tall man with a high hat and a whiskers on his chin will soon be knocking at your door, and you ought to be in. The tall man with the high hat will be coming down your way. Get your savings out when you hear him shout, any bonds today?
Buy your
Come
bonds.
On and get him, folks. Come on, skip right up and get him. Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy your share of freedom today.
Thank you, Bugs. And one more, how about Bugs Bombs Japan?
Uh-oh.
Here's some scrap iron for Japan, Moto. Happy landings.
That bugs.
The Don and Mike
Show. Wow. Oh, I love those.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh, Dongo!
Something stinks like stale French fries.
He turns out to be a gay porn star.
When a taste in their rose. Wow. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Those are some good cartoons, man.
Yes, that was the day. And I guess, as Buzz said before, you would see those in the theater, right, like on your DVD.
Before the movie.
I wonder what my buddy Rob's doing.
What makes a Nazi?
He is in the back of the room.
That's all.
In the back of the room, you know what he's doing? He's looking suspicious, and he's plotting.
Okay, here we go. It's time. Oh, it's time for almost like that Garrison Keillor crap on NPR.
Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, wonderful.
Where you read.
Uh-huh. Oh, terrific.
Love that.
Then are we going to have like a bluegrass group show up?
Mike, have you got on the internet, and have you read any of the O.J. book?
The transfer of the manuscript? No, mm-hmm. I have not. No.
Yeah, it's on there.
It's right here. Quote, here's the book by O.J., If I Did It. And the story is that Fred Goldman has bought the rights to this book and wants to put the book out so that he can get money.
Yes. Under a different title. Instead of If I Did It, it's like Confessions of a Killer or words to that effect.
Yeah. I understand what he's doing.
And then TMZ got hold of the manuscript, and now TMZ is in legal trouble with the attorneys for Fred Goldman because they put it on the internet, and now it's out there, and now everybody has a copy of it, so it's
right.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
And I'm torn because on one hand, it's like, okay, well, good for this guy, Fred Goldman, good for him. But then on the other hand, my gosh, if it was my daughter, my son that had been killed by that maniac, I don't know if I would want to drag it all up again just to get the money, just for the principle of the thing.
I think that the principle of the thing maybe for Fred Goldman is not getting the money as much as taking it from O.J.
Hurting O.J.
Well, that's what I meant.
That's the whole deal.
It's the principle, but still.
Right. It's still, I know what you're saying.
And it's
You'd
very,
want to just move on and really, but it's probably impossible for him.
Yeah, and
to
it's
do
very
that.
Easy from this vantage point to say let it go. Yeah.
Right.
But who the hell? Whoever knows. Anyway.
It's just, imagine if you're that guy. God, I mean, every day, just this
For
guy
years.
Walking around playing golf and doing and not, it would be one thing, really, if O.J. had completely laid low, even gone to another country
right.
and stuff. But Jesus, he's out there.
He can't even do it as well as Michael Jackson can.
No.
True. At some point.
Michael Jackson, in that, you really
haven't
heard
about
it. You
just got to go underground at some point.
Yeah, go to Dubai.
Right.
Go someplace where they'd welcome you, but, it's a strange thing.
Okay. I'm going to tell you a story you've never heard before. It takes place on the night of June 12th, 1994. It concerns the murder of my ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her young friend, Ronald Goldman. I mean, right there, can't you taste the bile coming up in the back of your throat?
Oh, sure.
Can you imagine, seriously, bringing up that name again, Fred Goldman, when he read this?
Yeah.
Just incredible.
I want you to forget everything you think you know about that night, because I know the facts. I know the players. I've seen the evidence. And, of course, I've read the stories that I did it. That I did it but didn't know I did it. That I can no longer tell fact from fiction. that I wake up in the middle of the night, consumed by guilt, screaming, man, they even had me wondering, what if I did it? So let's go to chapter 6, the night in question. In this chapter, a friend of OJ's, he only refers
to... Is that you saying, let's go to chapter 6?
Yeah,
so
I'm
you're
skipping
ahead.
Skipping ahead. Right, okay, go. There's a friend of OJ's, he only identifies as Charlie.
Hello? What if I did it?
He comes to OJ's house to tell him about Nicole's partying and doing drugs. OJ decides to go to Nicole's house and confront her. Charlie goes too. When OJ and Charlie...
No. Watch out for the dog. Here's some gloves. Here you go. Can we take the white Bronco? Please.
Charlie goes along. When OJ and Charlie get to the house, they run into Ron Goldman.
She's been partying too much, Juice.
Who claims he only came to return the sunglasses she left at the restaurant.
He's evil.
Suddenly, Nicole comes out of the house screaming at poor OJ. She tries to attack OJ. He moves aside. She falls and hits her head. I looked at Goldman. This is OJ writing now. I looked over at Goldman and I was fuming. I guess he thought I was going to hit him, because he got into a little karate stance. What the F is that, I said. You think you can take me that with that karate S?
Not when he's got a knife.
He started circling me, bobbing and weaving, and if I hadn't been so effing angry, I would have laughed in his face. OJ, come on. It was Charlie again.
OJ, come on. It's time to go.
And remember.
Nice shoes.
This is written by that dirtbag O.J. Simpson. Listen to this. You think you're tough, mother effer? Oh. I could hear Charlie behind me saying something, urging me to get the F out of there.
Come on, Juice. We got to go. We got to go.
At one point, he reached for me and tried to drag me away, but I shook him off and I moved towards Goldman.
Juice!
Okay, mother effer, I said, show me how tough you are. And then something went
Charlie, incidentally, would know nothing of his football career. No. Simply the Naked Gun movies.
Oh, and also the commercials where he ran through the airport.
Yes. He knows the Hertz commercials.
Come on, my favorite actor.
Then something went horribly wrong. I know what happened, but I can't tell you how. I was standing in Nicole's courtyard, of course, for a few moments. I couldn't remember how I'd gotten there. Mm. Then it came back to me very slowly. The recital with little Sydney up on stage, dancing her heart out. Me, chipping balls in my neighbor's yard. Paula answering, not answering her phone. Charlie stopping by the house to tell me some more ugly ass about Nicole's behavior.
She's a druggie!
Now I'm standing in Nicole's courtyard in the dark, listening to the loud, rhythmic, accelerated beating of my own heart. I put my hand to my heart and my shirt felt wet. For several moments, I couldn't get my mind around what I was seeing. The whole front of me was covered in blood. He writes, I'm going to go down a couple of paragraphs here. Mm-hmm. I looked down and saw Nicole in front of me, curled up in a fetal position at the base of the stairs, not moving. Both he and Nicole, Goldman was a few feet away. Both he and Nicole were lying in giant pools of blood. I'd never seen this much blood in my life. OJ looks down and realizes he's holding the bloody knife.
Boy, I have so many questions that I'm never going to get answered.
It is mind-blowing to think.
Is he, okay, this is what's just happened. Let me explain to you what I just heard, because I was really, I was goofing around and doing the Charlie thing.
Right.
And then you get to a point when you started reading that everybody in this room was just wrapped. Yeah. I mean, he's confessing that he blacked out during the murder,
yes,
right?
He cannot be tried again for this murder.
Right. He's saying, I blacked out. That's
right.
How it happened. All of a sudden, I felt my shirt. I mean, that's what we're hearing here.
Exactly. That's exactly.
God
it's
almighty.
On so many levels, it's sickening. It's goddamn sickening.
It is.
That's all.
I did it, that's what he called his book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. And like I said, I understand Fred Goldman. On the other hand, and I'm leaving out a lot of really grisly parts.
Thank you.
Like about the slicing of the neck and stuff like that. Right. Very... Very explicit stuff.
Does he talk about the aftermath of that or when it happened?
I've only got 3 out of 28 chapters, so I can't really tell you.
Okay, so we don't know for sure. But it's still, really, if you get more of that, it is really riveting, simply because it sounds like a guy that's trying. What I heard there was a guy that's saying, yeah, I did it, but I didn't know what I was doing. I blacked out.
Actually, I think TMZ's got the entire thing up on their website now.
They might not have it there anymore.
It was like 200-page manuscript, something right. like that. I don't know. It may be up. It may not
there be. I think they got called into court for that. At least that's the last I read about it.
I don't know. Anyway, what a douchebag he is. Really? Jesus Christ.
God, that brings you right back to it, and you realize just how, you know, what got lost in all the trial and everything else, and it was, I think, really the beginning of the total desensitizing of America to stuff like this is, you know, what a horrible, unbelievable murder this was.
Grizzly.
You know, really, it was more about, oh, is he going to get, you know, and that's...
It was about celebrity.
You know, really, doesn't it seem like that's where we're at right now? No. Everything is the game. Everything is the competition. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose?
Right.
Lost in it is any of the real relevance of horrible stuff that goes on.
Yeah, Paris Hilton is in jail,
yeah,
and OJ's walking around.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Everybody can suck it.
I'm no apologist for Paris Hilton, for God's sakes, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Jesus H. Christ.
Kind of strange.
The one good thing that I will say, because we were so divided racially with the OJ thing. You remember, we were on the air that mm-hmm. day when the verdict came down. Mm-hmm. It was like pretty much unanimous across America, with white America going... What the F, and black America going, yeah.
Like a game.
Yeah.
Like a game, and that's right. the way people now, perceived it, a game.
Now I'm getting the perception, even from Afro-Americans, that, you know, a game that we used to play on the show a lot of times, if a black guy would call, would be like in the 4 or 5 years right after O.J. did it.
Right.
It would always be, is O.J. guilty or innocent? That was our way of finding out, first, if people would be willing to make a stand on it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then second, if we could ever get a black man or a black woman to say that they thought O.J. did it, because it...
And we did. And we did. I mean, it happened a number of times.
But
right?
we did get a lot more calls of people that were just a
sure.
whole... What I'm saying is now 10 years later, 12 years later, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you could pretty much walk up to anybody, no matter what color they are on the face of the earth, and go, what do you think about O.J.? And they go, oh, hey. Oh, that's the guy that killed his wife.
Yeah, and don't you agree that, you know, both sides, too, you know, with the people that thought he was guilty, but it became a sporting event.
It was.
It absolutely, the relevance of the murders to both the people that wanted him guilty and the people that wanted him innocent,
it was
irrelevant.
American Idol before there was an American Idol.
I was thinking about the similar type of thing that happens in politics now, watching that Michael Bloomberg story. I saw this long story about whether he's going to run for president or
right,
not.
Right.
And they did, I think they did 5 minutes on the guy where they're talking about, you know, he's going to drop out of the Republican Party. He's got $5 billion of his own money.
Right.
He can do this because he's been mayor of New York. They did a five-minute analysis of this guy running for president with how he's going to win the game. And not one time did they say anything about any of his positions on anything.
Right. It's not about that.
It's the game. And and that's with every candidate
who
now.
Who can win?
It's who can win, and it's the game. It doesn't matter
that's
what.
That's why I'm voting for O.J., Mike.
Voting it, you mean a write-in campaign?
Yes, I'm voting for O.J. and I'm voting for Bugs Bunny.
It's. I think everything is sport now.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton is sport. You know, there's just no relevance to it now.
Everybody can suck it.
You know, and then the war is not sport. You know, it's just forgotten.
Yeah, it's not.
You know?
I did the one last that we got to hit a break. I did get a response. I did send a letter to Paris Hilton's email and at her website.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And it is an automated response. Here it is.
What'd you get,
dear? Blank. They didn't print my name.
Right.
I read your letter. I want to thank you for your kind words of love and support. The fact you took time out of your day to write me means the world. As I sit here in my cell, sad and alone, thank you for putting a smile on my face. God bless your family and you. Love always, Paris Hilton.
Isn't that sweet?
She's so nice.
Nice and automated.
I don't think that they forgot your name. I think she's just calling you dear.
You know what I think you should do when she gets out?
Cut her head off?
No. Close. You close that deal.
Yeah. It sounds like you got a chance.
Close that deal. You were focusing on OJ just there. I think of the people that I always think of the people that get in the car and just turned it on. You know? It's like, why is Don so hostile?
He's and I also remember way back 10 years ago that if you said something like, yeah, OJ cut his wife's head off, people would go like, oh, horrible. But now it's like a given fact.
Matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm Brian Williams, NBC Nightly News. Well, OJ's in the news. Cut his wife's head off about 10 years ago. Can you believe we all fell for that?
You know, it's
the drought continues in the Southwest.
Right. Right. It's the relevance of the horror. You know, on the horror scale, what horrifies us is what the media wants us to be horrified by.
Okay, last thing. Buzz, have you heard anything? I was searching all day.
About?
My son told me, this is where I hear everything, that's good at
right,
all,
right.
said that there was a sex tape of Tyra Banks. on the intranet.
Oh, I'm all over that.
I haven't seen it.
Of Tyra Banks like she is now, with a little more cushion for the pushin.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. With OJ. Oh, boy.
Yeah, wow. With OJ. And then he cuts her head off.
I'd sure like to see
and
that.
He cuts her head off.
Not for the kids.
And she's, he's an Italian basketball player.
Really?
He's the guy that she's just going to town on.
Really?
Of course, that's just a rumor.
Yeah.
That's just a rumor.
Anything? Everything? Everything he wants?
Oral, Mike.
Really?
Oral.
Man.
That's right.
Wow. Well, he heard about it, right? He hasn't seen it himself?
No, he asked me. He said, hey, Dad, have you seen it? And I'm like...
He's seen it?
No, he was asking me if I had seen it.
So it's like, it's at that rumor stage.
I came to work and asked all the boys at work, and everybody said, oh, we've been looking for that Tyra Banks sex tape, too.
So right now it's at that stage, whether it's real or not has to be confirmed.
Right.
Well, I've heard from so many people that I would have to think, you know me, I'm always the optimist.
Well, I am, too.
I hope it's true.
You and me
sure,
both.
Sure.
I hope
be
it's
fantastic.
True.
It'll help her career, too.
Baby. All right, Tyra. My girl. Oh, forget that. Oh, we'll take one call. Hey, we got to hit a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Oh, Drunk Chad.
Hey, do you want to play a quick game real quick?
Sure, Drunk Chad.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you the back of a movie title, and you guess what movie it is, okay?
What are you drinking today, Chad?
Tequila.
What do you mean you're going to read us the back of a movie title? You mean
between
you've got
Don
a, hold
Mike.
On, hold on, Chad. Do you have a DVD in your hand?
I got DVDs of major movies.
So you're going to read us the package that the DVD comes in
without saying the movie. Hopefully,
without saying the movie. Thank you.
Good luck with that.
All right, let's play the game.
Drunk moron.
Okay. Do you want old or new?
Yes.
Both. Okay. Jamie Foxx.
Hey, wait now, Chad. Let me ask you a favor before you start. Because I think that, at least one of us is going to be good at this. Read it slowly and don't just steamroll ahead so we can get it after a few words.
And before you start, I'd like to go on the record, even though he's not banned, I still think he should be banned.
Uh-huh.
All right, Rob, you can play too, buddy.
that's all he wanted.
And he wants to.
Should I say the actor's name, or should I just start with...
My God, just play the game, Drunk Chad.
I wouldn't put the names of the actors in there, Chad. I don't think the game works if you do.
Okay. Jamie Foxx, parentheses, Carell.
So I just told him not to, and he did it.
Well, Jamie Foxx, I'm going to guess Any Given Sunday.
No.
Ray, I'm going to guess Ray.
The one inventor of soul who overcame impossible odds.
Ray.
Don had it.
Ray.
Don
Ray.
Had it.
Ray.
Oh, okay. Whoever got that got 1 point. Okay, right, here we go.
1 point for Don.
Okay. A critically acclaimed film that won a total of 8 1970 Academy Awards, including...
The Godfather.
Blank is a riveting portrait of one of the 20th century's greatest military geniuses.
Patton.
Rob's got it.
Whoever got that. Okay. We got two more.
You should have that.
Okay, let's go with
really
a comedy.
Yeah, let's have a comedy.
Hold on. I just wanted to stop and do a reset. We're listening to a drunk guy read the back of DVD boxes to us.
And I got to tell you, we're having fun with it, too. Don, at least give me a chance to
all
get
right,
my
go
point.
Ahead, Mike, go
this
ahead.
Is almost as riveting as the OJ book.
Don't mention the actors' names.
Okay. Comic genius blank with blank and blank in a entertaining comedy hit.
Comedy
of the year that critics are applauding as a laugh a minute.
I'm going to guess Three Amigos.
Is a TV reporter who believes the entire universe is stacked against him in a life-altering encounter.
Bruce
the
Almighty.
Guy of, yes.
I got my point.
Hey, everybody got one, Mike.
I got my point.
You got one.
Okay.
Was the clue that gave it to you laugh a minute?
Yeah, no, it was a reporter.
Hey, give one to Buzz, Drunk Chad.
Okay. Well, no, it's all of us. We're all competing here.
I didn't know. Okay, one more then.
I only got four left. All right, let's try it.
He only owns 7 DVDs.
Just one more then, friend.
One more?
Okay. Here we go. Well, this one's going to be for Don, but we'll try it. Blank is a hilarious than ever as blank, a monastery cook who feeds orphan children by day and by night transforms themselves into blank.
Nacho Libre.
Yes.
But that was for me, Rob. You're ruining the game for me, friend.
Okay, here's that.
What makes a Nazi?
I know they always jump in line.
Okay. Well, here's a wild card. From the imagination of Steven Spielberg, the blank plunges a band of small heroes into a swashbuckling...
Goonies!
Yes!
Very good.
The Goonies are good enough.
Goonies are good enough.
Goodbye, okay, well, goodbye, drunk Chad.
All right, good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Oh, I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
You're up. Here I am railing against competition 1 minute, diving into it the next.
We got two guests to get to today. Ooh. When we come back, we'll talk to Larry Flint.
Wow.
Also Michael Moore today, so we'll come right back with the king of smut, Larry Flint, who's got some bag full of stuff on somebody that he's getting ready to spill out in the street.
He's been threatening it for a long time. Mm-hmm. We'll find out as much as we can.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.